Blog Talk Radio. Lamb of God, by your precious spirit, you've come to destroy.
When the music starts playing, I'll come in.
Come against the mind of the believer. You've come to bring joy where there's been sorrow.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to Double Impact Ministries, Inc. with Apostle Keith Blanton here as your host for tonight. And I want to give a thanks and appreciation out to Kingdom Builders International for making this opportunity possible for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ to go forward. And as always, it is a pleasure and it is an honor to be able to bring forth God's word and to share with his people. It's not about us. It's about the Lord's doing. The thing that I want to say tonight, though, without God, how could I do anything? But with him, I can do all things. And I'm grateful, as I've already said. Blessings to those that are on the line already. Kingdom blessings be bestowed upon you. Tonight, I have a little bit of surprise for you, those that are online right now. We have a guest speaker tonight. I decided in my spirit to allow someone else to go forth tonight. I have been pushing and pushing as far as ministry is concerned and other events as well, and I felt it need be for you all to have what you call some more flavor to the table. In God's kingdom, the scripture says that he gave some apostles, he gave them prophets, he gave them pastors, evangelists, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. I like to look at that as it being like a bowl of fruit. I feel a little disappointment in the atmosphere. It's okay. You can trust that what you're going to hear from the speaker is going to be all good. Listen, but the fruit of the that you have in a basket. Sometimes you have an apple, and sometimes you have an orange in there, and a banana in there. You've got some pears in there. Tangerines. Some people have been known to put some pecans inside of a fruit basket. But each one has a different taste and it has a different flavor to it. And they serve different for different purposes. And not one individual, although the apostles' office, and I see so many people that don't understand this, that call themselves apostles. But apostles' offices are actually fivefold ministry gifts all in one. They walk in each and every office of the apostle. They walk in the prophet, they are the pastor, they are the teacher, they are the evangelist, and so on. And yet they still have to be sensitive enough to know when there is some other fruit on the tree or in God's kingdom that can minister to the needs of the people. We have to be flexible enough to open the door and activate other people's gifts so that they won't also go dormant and that God will also have a chance to minister to the needs of the people besides that one gift. No man is an island, but God knows the things that we have need of before we ask. Amen. So with that said, that's one of the reasons why I'm bringing on another speaker tonight besides myself. And I trust that God is going to begin to use her or have his way with her. And I'm going to stay tuned as well. She's going to also, you'll be also a woman of God. Are you on the line still with me?
Yes, I am.
Pastor Jones? Good.
Yes, I am.
This is Pastor and Prophetess Jones that's on the line with me right now. And I want you to feel free to go as God leads you. If he gives you a word of prophecy or whatever for the people, I want you to do that as well, because I do know that they'll be on the line and we're going to open up the lines afterwards. I know that the spirit of prayer and intercession is on your life mightily. So I want you to feel free that after we would have opened up the lines, that you go ahead and do that as well. Take about 20 to 30 minutes, minister to the people, and then we'll come in and go from there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. If you have to go a little longer, I'll let you go ahead, but just go as the Lord leads you right now and be free. I want to pray for you before you go, though.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I'm praying for those that are on the line now. The needs of your people are great. You know exactly where they are, and you know where we need to be built up, where the enemy has come in and torn down. Speak to your hearts tonight, the hearts that are on the line, God. Edify, build, exhort, reprove, rebuke. Have your way, Holy Spirit. We bind bind every spirit in the atmosphere, in the ether waves that will come against the ministering of the Holy Spirit. And Father, I'm praying that you will have a door of utterance opened over the woman of God and allow her to flow freely in the Spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. Bind every spirit of witchcraft, deception, and everything that is not the Lord Jesus Christ now, in Jesus' name. And now, Holy Spirit, have the right of way. Breathe on us tonight. Give us what we need. Give us rhema, exact word. Teach us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, without further ado, we have on the line Pastor and Prophetess Jones. She will be ministering the word. Go ahead, Prophetess Jones. You have the line now.
God bless you all, and peace be unto the saints and the Most High. Truly, it's a blessing to be here, and thank you, Apostle Keith, for allowing me to share your platform this evening. It is an honor and a blessing when saints can come together and walk together. As you know, that when Jesus was here on the earth, he always sent them out in twos, because there's strength in numbers. As you know, the word of the Lord said one can put 1,000 in flight, two can put 10,000 in flight. What would happen if all the saints of the body of Christ could come together, tear down the walls of division, religion, and just allow God to use you and begin to seek him, that we can worship him in spirit and in truth? What is the truth? The truth is the word of the Lord. Why I said the truth is the word of the Lord? Because you know it says in St. John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh, and it walked among men. The thing is that once we know that this word is the truth, then how do we obtain the word? Well, one is to read the word, but two is to pray, because prayer is a necessity. You hear a lot of times people say that I tried everything, I've done this, but maybe I should try prayer. But I beg the difference. Prayer is the key to unlock every door that is closed unto you. Without prayer, you have no communication with the Master, the Creator, who created you. And so therefore, prayer is number one. The word of the Lord is the map that helps you to get from earth to glory. It teaches us how to live in a world that does not accept us, because you know in John 14 he says, beloved, if the world hated you, remember it hated me first. Because, see, once you become part of the citizen of heaven, part of the royal priesthood, you're no longer a part of this world. God has snatched you out of the brim, out of the burning fire, out of the muck and the marsh, and now you're being transformed. In other words, your mind, your spiritual enlightenment has opened up. But that's just the foundation that God brings. But then there's some building up, and the building up comes through prayer. And I believe it's in Jude where it says that we must pray in the Holy Ghost to build up your most faith. It is our duty to pray. Without prayer, you have no relationship and you do not talk to God. Let me put it like this here. If a man is interested in a woman, he pursues her, well, then he has to be consistent in the pursuit. Other words, he can't go for 6 months and then turn around and you don't see him and then come back again. Well, you got to start the first works over. We have to be consistent with God. Although that we are spiritual beings, we are here in the earth, and we are experiencing natural situation, not natural situation being experienced, but we are spiritual, having a natural experience. Why? Because we are just pilgrims passing through. And in this passing through, we must transform ourselves. Why? By the renewing of our mind, by reading the word, by fasting, and by praying. Prayer is the key to everything. Prayer changes the house that's within you. Prayer is also what gets you from glory to glory. You want a relationship with the Lord? I beg of you, my beloved, that you seek him. Begin to lay out prostrate before him. Be consistent in your timing. Be consistent. Don't pray tomorrow at 1, and today I may pray at 2. But seek the Lord in your timing. Make sure that in your timing that you are on the fourth watch. There are four watches. There's nine, I believe, 9 until 12, and then 12 to 3 and 3 to 6. But there are four watches. Well, in those four watches, there are your season that you need to stand on the wall. Well, standing on the wall, well, each of us has someone that's on our route in this life. Remember, when we get saved, we don't get saved just for ourselves. We get saved so we can help others reach the dimension that they need, or what they say, divine purpose that God has for you. Well, you won't know the purpose if you never pray. Prayer not only brings you into a level of having a relationship, but it also makes the flesh come subject unto the Spirit of God, because you know flesh and spirit wars together. Flesh will cause you to go to hell, as you know in Philippians, excuse me, not Philippians, but let me go back and slow up, in Galatians, where it talks about the 17 workings of the flesh, and that we must mortify the deeds of this flesh. Well, to mortify the deeds is to kill the flesh, and one of the ways is to pray. Once we begin to pray, we begin to go into a place to whereas we begin to have what you call the aerodynamics of holiness. And the aerodynamics of holiness is when you become to the point to where you're no longer praying, but the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Ghost, because he is your helper to succeed in the atmosphere, in the spirit realm, to go beyond what we can do. Sometimes when you begin to pray, as you know, the enemy will fight you. You have all kinds of thoughts. You have things, I got to pay the bill, I got to do this, I got to do that. Well, that's the enemy, because you have not gotten to that place. You have to break that barrier where you can go beyond that. And it's assisting, because you know the word is like a hammer. So therefore, prayer is a place to where it's got to continue to go to the point to where you break that barrier of carnal mind thinking until you get to the place where you can succeed higher in the spirit realm. Intercessors really have to be in a place with God, because intercessors, which we need to pray more of, because that intercessors are like secretaries, that goes executive secretaries that helps those that are the CEO or the founder of a company. Well, God is the founder of us, and he is the CEO. He is the master, the creator. Well, then intercessors are like the executive secretary, because once you get into a place with God, you have to look on the divine calendar to remind God that maybe it's a season that this person needs to be blessed, or this person has a desire to be delivered. Your prayers and your intercessors has to be to the point to where you are able to block the enemy. Intercessors not only does that, but they've got the ability to stop death. So it's very important that we have a prayer life, because the prayer life, God said, let this, the house of prayer, who is he talking about? Us, that our house be transformed to a house of prayer. When you begin to pray, and as you begin to yield yourself, then you become sensitive unto the body of Christ. Remember the saints of old, when they used to pray, how they could sense when another saint is going into something, or they're having situations, and you didn't have to even be there, but they knew that there was something going on. This same spirit, the same spirit that has been then is now. The thing is that we don't pray, but you know, if you call a prayer, call for a prayer session, and I guarantee you, you're not going to find too many. Today, you can't even find too many churches that are open for prayer, because prayer is the number one key. Without prayer, as I said before, you cannot even have a relationship with God. But as you begin to pray, as you begin to yield yourself, as you begin to seek God, there's a transformation in your spirit, in your mind. And a lot of times you want to know why you're having problems, why there are situations coming into your life, why you cannot get delivered. It's because you don't yield yourself to prayer. And you say, well, I do pray. But how often do you pray? How well? Because there's a sound that is coming that is on another frequency. And this frequency, to only to hear this sound, is that you got to be in a place with God. And a lot of times we pray, but after we pray, we get up and we remove ourselves, and we don't give God chance in us to hear, to hear what God is saying. So we have to go back to the foundation, and the foundation is to by the renewing of your mind. And Romans, as I go to Romans 12, excuse me, as I go to Romans 12, praise God, how he said, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, is our reasonable service. A lot of times we're not presenting our bodies because we don't allow God. First of all, we don't have the time because we allow so many other things to come about to change what God has for us. We don't get the time. A lot of times we say it's too much for us. We don't want to go through. We can't go through. But there's always something that the enemy has. But I guarantee you, if you would allow God to become the source in your life, and Romans 12 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your reasonable service, saying there's nothing special about presenting. This is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to present our body. We're supposed to be kept. We're supposed to allow God to be holy, because the word God could not put that in there if it wasn't so, to be ye holy, for I am holy. Then he tells us in 2, he tells us, he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, then how will you get that acceptable and approved of good and the perfect will of God if you don't spend time in prayer? If you don't spend time in prayer, then you can't be transformed by the renewing. And it says, be not conformed. Conform is meaning to blend in. And as you know, a lot of times, I'm not going to say saints, but I'm going to say Christians. And I say Christians is because a lot of times we go to church, and when we go to church, we do all the formal things that we say, and you get it down packed and everything, and you dress as long and whatever, but then we go out of the church, and then we do the same thing that the world does. Well, then through prayer, prayer is going to bring conviction. Prayer, first of all, the beginning of prayer, God's going to deal with self. He's going to tell you about self and what self is and what's in the house. You want to know what's in the house? Begin to pray. Begin to ask God. Begin to see God. A lot of times when we pray that God gets someone. But no, you tell God, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And in that, we'll find ourselves being not conformed, not blending in. After all, the word of the Lord said we are supposed to be peculiar people. Peculiar means that we are strange. We're not like anything else. We have been cut by a pattern that's designed. You know, if the world, if you got two twins, two babies that are born, each one of them may look alike. They could be identical twins, but do you know their fingerprints are different? Well, we're divinely and wonderfully made. So we're divinely, and the pattern that we have, that God has for us, is different. But how will you ever know what God has for you if you don't take the time to seek and pray and begin to usher in the things that God? And once you begin to pray, once you begin to allow this flesh to mortify the deeds, but then there's a time to where you have to fast. Because some things, like the word of the Lord says, some things come out by fasting and praying. Well, coming out by fasting and praying, sometimes you can pray for a situation, you can pray for a person, and it be removed. But sometimes you got to fast for that person. You got to fast that thing out. You got to fast so you can have that power to cast that thing out. It says, oh, thank you, Jesus. Also, in this here, we praise you, God. Also, in this, in praying, there's another level that comes to after you pray and after God begins to deal with you. Then after you come mature in the Lord, after you begin to yield yourself, then he begins to deal with you with other. He begins to deal with you with visions and dreams. And I do surely believe with my own life, as you have a prayer life, you also, that associates you with being, having the gift of what they call a seer or a prophet or a prophetess. Well, prayer and prophetess goes together, because once you begin to pray, once you begin to get into the word of the Lord, once you begin to seek God and allow God to transform and renew your mind, to transform your body, begin to put this flesh under subjection. Take off the old clothes, put on the clothes of righteousness, begin to change your mind thinking, that you're no longer thinking like the world thinks, because, you know, this flesh is something else. You know, you're still carnal when you say, I could cuss her out, or I could tell her off, or I could do this. Oh, yes, I'll get up and I'll preach, but tonight I'm going to go sleep with him, or I'm going to sleep with them. You know, that is not of God. You're still walking in the flesh. You still feeding the flesh. But when you get into prayer and begin to allow God to renew and transform you, then you become the house of prayer. Then your mind is renewed. Now you become kingdom thinking, kingdom minded. Kingdom minded has no room for fleshly thoughts and fleshly deeds. And let me tell you one thing. Once you truly begin to walk according to this word of the Lord, you're going to have some enemies. One thing, you can't go like you used to go, and you can't be around like the friends that you used to have, because God's going to transfer you. I remember it was a song, and I don't know who it is, where it says, I would like to dance with my father. Again, well, you know, once we get saved, once we accept Christ, once we fill with the Holy Ghost, well, our dancing is different from the world. Now you take on a dance of the Holy Ghost. You begin to praise him. And a lot of us have accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, been filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. You've been dancing with the Holy Ghost. You've been toying with the word. You've been speaking the word. You've been prophesying. But somewhere down the line, your prayer life got shortened, or you got an exchange that wasn't right. Maybe because you didn't seek God like you should. Maybe because you didn't really read the word, or you got intercepted, because the enemy will intercept it. That's why they say Forget not the assembly of yourself. You know, we're not an island. And sometimes we think, people think that we can do things on your own. But you always got to have a checker to make sure that you're still in the spirit realm. That's why it's so much sin in the church today, because we forgot that, Holy Ghost, that we need a checker. Sometimes we forget that we need to pray. I'll pray tomorrow, or maybe I'll pray tonight, and you pray when you get too sleepy, where the enemy begins to fan you to sleep. Or maybe I'll read my word, but I'll do it tomorrow. Well, why? You can't wait about tomorrow. God said, take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow take care of itself, because tomorrow may not be promised with you. One thing I would tell you, you got to live in this life like this is your last day, and then you got to live this world like it's a loose garment, because so much sin is in the world today, and we need those that's willing to stand and make a difference. The thing is that the more you pull off this flesh, the more you allow God to peel you like an onion, the more you yield yourself, then the enemy will take on. And a lot of people don't want to go through because they say it's too hard, or I can't give up this here. But God wants us to know that he's a heaven, he's a merciful God. He loves us, but there's a standard in holiness, and we can't be like the world. You can't go like you want to go. I remember years ago, 21 years ago, my family came in town, and they went out to a casino. Now, I didn't play anything. I was just in the presence of sinners, but I wasn't supposed to be there, and God dealt with me, and he told me, don't you ever let your footsteps be put in a place like that. Now, somebody else can do it and get away with it, but because of the call on my life, because God has called me into another height in him, because God has made an authority as a priesthood to stand in the gap, there's things that I cannot do. And it didn't come over. It came through prayer and fasting, seeking God. It's a sacrifice in this thing. But God said he will not forget your labor of love that you do minister and have ministered to the saint. Let me tell you something. Nobody else can promise you what God can promise you. One thing, if God said it got to come to pass, because he is a man that shall not lie, nor is Jesus Christ the Son of Man that he hath to repent. He asks you the question, if I said it, cannot I perform it? If I spoke it, ain't I'm bad enough to bring it to pass? The thing is that we have to position ourselves. And this is a season where God has got a frequency, or not like the one that you had years ago, but it's a new thing that he's trying to do for the people of God, because he's trying to get us into a oneness of mind and spirit, that one voice can call up to the heavens and bring things down. He wants us to be to where we're so in love with him that when the enemy comes in, that he can't just take us away. Remember where the word said that I almost fooled the very elect, but because of the prayer and supplication and the relationship that you have with Christ, the enemy can't come in and take away and take you off. You're not like a ship without a sail, throwing to and fro, never ever growing, never ever moving in the things, never reaching the destination that God has for you. But I guarantee you, without a doubt, if you yield yourself and begin to pray and allow God to make you, oh God, the house of prayer, begin to tell God yes. Put an eternal yes down in your soul. Let me tell you something. A lot of times you go to church and you see people in line, and they're constantly in line. And I kept asking God, God, why is it that the people keep getting in line and they're never being delivered, and next week they're back in line? And he let me know, he said, because they don't have a relationship and they don't have a prayer life. Let me tell you something. You can't wear the men's and women God's out. That's the sheets, oh God. The men's and women of God is there to direct you like a police directing traffic. They give you the word of the Lord, but it's up to you to take the word. word and begin to dissolve it, begin to bring it in, begin to seek it. That's why it's important that every saint should have a Bible, that every saint should have a prayer life, that every saint should have a fasted life, because fast would bring that subject, bring that flesh under subjection. To whereas, and another thing too, because I'm trying to get so much in, you got to love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind. Everything in this word is for a reason. God didn't put anything in this word just to be putting it in there. You know the reason why God tells us that we must love him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul. It's because when you love someone naturally so, when you love your mate and you love your children, you know you're not going to do anything to harm them because you respect them and you don't want to do anything to bring scars because you will do beyond and above for that mate, for those children. I mean, you'll even give your life if necessary. Well, then the same way with God, he wants us to love him with all of our hearts and soul and mind. So when the enemy comes to tempt you, you won't give in. Why? Because you love God so much that you don't want to offend him. You don't want to hurt him. Why? Because he's a good God. Why? Because he saved you one day and brought you out of the world. And I tell you, through prayer, through supplication, through fasting, by reading your word washes you and cleanses you. It changes you. Prayer puts, another covering. It opens up your mind and your understanding. It'll take you to another level where you are so, what I call is the, help me, Holy Ghost, where it calls in the spirit realm where you can flow and you can soar in the spirit realm. Without that, you can never, ever reach a destination, even through prayer, even through prophecy. When people pray, you got to pray over those prayers. You got to pray over that prophecy till it comes to pass. You got to bathe it. You got to oil it down. You got to neutralize it in prayer. Because prayer is the greatest thing that God made for man. Because without that, you have no communication. You do not talk to God. You have no relationship. And a lot of times, saints, Christians, goes to church, but they never take the time to pray. You got to make that your number one thing. You got to place everything secondary and set God first. Now we're in a season to where we got to live by faith because jobs are closing up. Those that's on disability, don't lean on that because it's only temporal. We're going to have to be in a place where we're going to have to trust God. God is trying to get us in a place where when he does flip the script and he transfers this money, we got to be in a place, have the wisdom to know when he blesses us, we know how to use the money for the kingdom building of this nation. And I tell you, oh, my money is sita. Oh, y'all don't know, see God. Oh, y'all don't know, my Messiah. Oh, God, I thank you. See, there's a remnant of people that God is setting aside that's got to hear this next end time frustration of anointing that's getting ready to come. But you know it, the Antichrist is already here. The Spirit has been here for a long, long time. See, a lot of us keep going, but you're going to have to slow down. I remember a year ago, God told me and sent me southward. And I asked God, why am I here? And he told me, he said, because I got a task for you. And the task was that he wanted me to lay out and pray for number one. Pray for the body of Christ, for the fivefold ministry, that the men and women of God would be in their place. Two, pray for the shores of the United States, that God would send the angels of the Lord, the war angels, to protect the United States. Three, pray for the body of Christ that they would get in their place. Pray for laborers that they hold my money, that you will raise up laborers that are daring to be different, been put on the cutting edge, ready to go out, oh God, and repel the people that has not heard Christ, do not know Christ, and then pray for the hearts of the sinners that when the labors come, that their heart is acceptable unto what the word of the Lord has to say. Whether you know it or not, this is almost 12 o'clock, and this time has far spent, and it's late in the evening, and it's time that the saints got to put down their playing toys. And the word of the Lord said, once I was a child, I thought as a child. He said, but now I'm grown, and I put away childish things. Now it's time to put away all of the toys that you have and be seek God with all your heart and your soul and your mind and begin to tell God yes, yes to your will and your way, God. Put me in that place to where I can hear the sound, which is the Holy Ghost, the sound on another frequency. Don't you know if the animals can hear the sound? You remember when they had the tsunami and they noticed that not one animal was dead because they heard a sound that man could not hear. And I went up to a higher level where God got a sound under the ocean that's on another frequency. And the only way you're going to be able to hear it, it's because you have a relationship with God. It ain't about nobody calling you and telling you. You got to know it for yourself, because there's going to be a time to where you may not be able to call mother, father, pastor, sister, evangelist, prophet. You're going to have to know God for yourself. Remember, the word of the Lord said it will not be no excuse, because when you stand before the master, oh, God, you got to give an account of your own deeds. That's so good about this here, being under truth and grace. Because when Jesus came and he was the high priest and the ultimate lamb, he closed the door of the Mosaic law and we went under truth and grace. Now you can go boldly to the throne of grace, make your petition known. But how can you make your petition known when you don't have a relationship with God? Oh, they say you a lot of us look like him, act like him, but it's just a camouflage, because you're yet doing things that's not conducive to a saint. Oh God, you got a smell of a werewolf and you're devouring God's people. But I heard the word of the Lord say, God is not mocked, whatsoever a man soweth, that what he will reap. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. You may fool somebody else, flesh and blood. But God said, I sat high and I looked low and I behold the good and the evil. I remember in Ecclesiastes, he said the whole conclusion of this matter is that we all obey God. No matter what you do in the dark, in the secret, whether it's good or bad, oh God, all will be judged. But through prayer and supplication, we'll transform, we'll put this flesh, oh God, to death. It'll make the spirit and grow. He'll give you a plan, a blueprint, and he'll cut you out a pattern that's specially designed for you. My prayer is that the people of God, from east to east and every four winds of the corner, begin to hear this sound that's blowing in the wind, because there's a storm out on the ocean. And it's moving this old way. And unless you're anchored in Jesus, you won't have no hope. Because mother and father can't do it. Brother and sister can't do it. Pastor, brother, oh God, can't do it. Because when you stand, it's going to be me and you, oh Lord, that's standing in the need of prayer. So when this old day goes by, and you land across the altar, only thing that's going to last is what you do for Christ. So don't be like the five foolish bride. Remember, it was five wise and five foolish. They all started out on the same note. They all heard the word. They all had a chance to go into fasting and praying. But the five wise was trimming, beginning to seek the Lord, beginning to go out and do the work of the Lord, beginning to heal the sick, oh God, beginning to visit those that are in prison, oh God, beginning to give those that are less needed than they have, oh yes, God. And they was trimming, and they only had enough oil for themselves, because all the trials and tribulations that they had gone through, tossing and turning, this old world has put a pass on them, God. Where when they came unto the house, oh God, when it is your seat, but then that was five foolish brides. They had a chance, but they were doing every damnable thing. They were marrying and enjoying themselves. But when the time came in, they didn't have enough oil to make it all the way. And they asked the five wives, well, can I have some? They said, no, I only have enough for me. But you got to go back to first love. You don't want to be the ones to go back and have to go back to the altar. But while they was there, the bridegroom came. The door opened and the five wives went on in. When they got back, oh God, the door was shut and closed. This old house one day got to leave this world. Remember, we're just a pilgrim, just passing by. We're just going through. We're not staying. But while we're here, oh God, on this earth, oh God, we got to put our hope up on high. You got to make sure that this life is, that you're using it for what God's purpose is. Number one, keep a prayer life. Pray until you hear the sound of a change going in the wind, till you take off the old clothes and put the clothes of righteousness on, that God can call you the tree of righteousness. You got to put on till you be like that light that sitteth on a hill that cannot be hid, that when all of the gross darkness and the deep darkness comes because of your light, like a lighthouse that's learning the light for the planes to come in so they can come in to shore. You want to be, when you stand before God and God asks you, what have you done with your life? You can stand back and say, God, I'm bringing in the sheep, bringing in the sheep. Remember when he asked Peter, Peter, thou lovest thou me, oh God. And Peter said, yes, God. He asked him twice, three times, and he said, God, thou knowest. He said, if thou lovest me, then feed my sheep. On this evening, whoever you are, make your life a house of prayer. Make it consistently in prayer. Fasting and praying, reading your word daily, saying yes to your Lord, yes to your way, because at the end of the day, nothing counts but what you do for the master. Apostle?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Yes, God.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, God. Amen. Well, I thank God for what you have ministered already. And God is truly speaking through this word in that he's exhorting us to faithfulness in prayer. There is intercessory prayer and petition prayer. And many times we don't go into prayer because of the spirit of distraction, as she's already said. I don't want to even come behind her with word. What I want to do right now, though, since you are hot right now in the spirit, I want to open up the lines. And I want to ask that if, when the lines are open, if you have a special request, a prayer request, that you want her to pray for you right now on this line, then you go ahead and speak now. Go ahead and open up the lines, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is the line open up?
I'm checking now. Evangelist Hannah, are the lines open? No,
great.
Not yet. Not yet. Just a second. Well, while we're waiting for those lines to open up, What I loved what she said is that when you begin to go into prayer, it pulls off the flesh. I've noticed that even in my prayer life, that if I go lacking in prayer, the enemy comes in more so to attack me. But once I turn up prayer, my spirit and my flesh is more humble. My spirit is more serene and gentle towards God's people. I'm more full of joy, and the forces that I felt beforehand are abated. Those forces are abated. And listen, you don't feel the struggle as much. David said this, he humbled his soul with fasting and prayer. And those two, they are a combination that will kill your flesh. One of the reasons why we can't stop talking the way we used to talk, doing certain things that we have no business doing and used to do and shouldn't be doing, is because we're not turning up the flames of prayer. Prayer actually brings this flesh subject, and it charges the inner man, and it makes the Christ in you, the spirit in your inner man, stronger. It causes for you to take on a dimension to where you wasn't able to resist the devil, where you were lacking at in your resistance to the temptation of the flesh. Now you got power to resist that enemy. Jesus did it this way. On his way to the cross, he was weary, the scripture says. He was so weary to the point of wanting to despair, and he said this. He said, Father, he looked up and prayed. He said, Father, you know what? He said, I bid this cup pass from me. And what he was saying is, I don't want to really do this. I don't really want to get on this cross and die for these people, is what he was saying. But then he turned around and said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Then he went into the Garden of Gethsemane and began to pray. And as he began to pray, the scripture says that the angels came and strengthened him. Ba-ba-ba-ho-shanda, my God.
Yes, God.
And when you go into prayer like that and the angels come down to strengthen you, Lord, look at this. Watch this. When they come, they not only strengthen your inner man, then the scripture says that we don't know what things we are to pray for as we ought, but the spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings and moanings which cannot be uttered. One of the reasons why the people of God are not getting the breakthrough and the flesh being brought subject, and my Lord, let me hit all this, is because we're not praying through. We're praying robotic prayers. We'll say prayers out of a book, or we'll pray robotic prayers instead of getting on our knees and just crying out from the heart. Lord Jesus, help us, God. It's got to come from the heart until your spirit begin to just pray automatically. You just take up and you just start praying until you can't do nothing else but let the Holy Ghost take over you. And then when the Holy Ghost takes over you, this is where he says, it maketh intercession for you. In other words, it'll kick in and begin to go in the spirit. The Holy Ghost in you, the spirit of Christ in you, will begin to kick in and begin to make intercession for things you don't even know that's going on in the spirit realm or in the world. He'll begin to make intercession for children. He'll begin to make intercession for those, Makusabayasha, for those that you don't even see. He'll even take your spirit over in China. He'll take it over in Hawaii somewhere, and you don't even know why you're going, but your spirit. Just yesterday, I was in my basement, and I leaned back in my chair, my office chair. And when I leaned back, I kind of went out into like a little trance, like, but I was still cognizant of where I was. But then all of a sudden, my spirit was way over on 87th and Ashland in the city of Chicago. And I saw a young boy riding a bike, and I saw him ride across the street. And I'm like, Lord, what in the world are you showing me? What is this? And I was having what you call an out-of-body experience, but yet at the same time, God was changing the woman of God, he was changing the frequency and beginning to take me out. Even as I was just laying back in my chair showing me something was going to happen with that young man, but I began to say a light prayer for him in the spirit, and the Holy Ghost, oh, Lord, you just showed me something. Oh, God. The Lord just showed me this. I was yielded enough, oh, thank you, Jesus, to just lay back in the chair and just let him put me out for a moment. And then as he put me out of myself, he went out and he showed me by vision what he was doing for the young man that was riding the bike across the street. I didn't even know what to pray, but because of my inner man being submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
Listen, people God of God, my spirit was praying for him and making intercession for him. The scripture says, for we know not what things we are to pray for as we ought, but the spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings and moanings which cannot be uttered. God is looking for somebody that just would yield themselves to prayer. Lord, I'm going deeper. I'm coming further with you tonight. I'm saying another yes in prayer myself. Oh, God.
Because,
see, when you really tap in, there is a sound in the spirit of prayer. That is a noise that you get out of you. When you really praying through, you don't even hear yourself no more. It's the spirit of God showing you, and you're going on out there. And then if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, the spirit is just going to take up and begin to pray through you. And it is effectual then. The scripture says this, it is not by might, not by power, but it is done by my spirit, says God. A lot of times what we'll end up doing is praying amiss. We pray according to our knowledge of a thing or according to the desires of our own heart. And most times it's witchcraft prayer and it's selfish prayer because we don't even know what we need to pray for. We think what we want is what God wants. We may even want to see somebody delivered right about now, and God is saying, not now. I've got my hand on them. They're in the process. They're being dealt with. I'm causing them to go through pressure so that they can cry out the more for me. Sometimes God will back you up out of an individual's life so that you won't even have nothing to do with them at that moment so he can deal with them. And sometimes, people of God, whether we know it or not, we have to let God have his way, because if not, we can mess up some, but the spirit, it's not done by might, it's not done by my power, nor yours, but it is done by the spirit of the living God. All he's saying tonight is, get out of the way. If you want to stop cussing, if you want to stop fussing, if you want to stop, fornicating, if you want to stop lying, that tongue that likes to do that. Yeah. If you want to stop being mean and bitter and angry and hateful, he said, get into a serious prayer meeting. Get, oh, God, yes, Lord. Hey, I'm getting ready. I heard the call. Yes, God. See, woman of God said earlier, he said, you don't have many people out there that's doing prayers anymore. You don't have many people out there that's in church is calling for assemblies just to pray. Not many. You got some. But as soon as you say prophecy, they run into the church. But when you say prayer, they stay at home. As soon as you say prayer, they don't even go nowhere. They stay right at home. But listen, let me tell you something. It's time to pray. The church God gave me to put on the 21-day consecration, and that's where we've been. This is the time to go in now, folks. This is the time to press in, because we can kill this flesh for these 21 days. We can kill this flesh dead. But if you just run into any and everybody, I heard the woman of God say this as well. You going to anybody, picking up the phone, you crying out on other folks' shoulders, and because you don't understand, all you got to do is shut your mouth, get on your face, and obey the instructions that you have been told. Already lay down before God, cry out unto him, because he knows you better than man. You keep listening to folks, people gonna get you off course, because he said this in his word. He says, thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Now God will put over you wise counselors. He will give you shepherds after his heart that will give you instructions and that will give you how to get in touch with him. But when you go adjacent to that, because you can't trust the counsel that God has given to you, when you can't trust the word of God and what it says, the Bible said this, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your path. If you just trust him and start crying, God will start showing you things. He'll start building a relationship with you. But until you stop running to everybody else with it, until you stop running to everybody else with those issues,
he can't talk to you. Because the prayer has become a ritual prayer, a ritualistic prayer. I just pray the same prayer every day. For the next 21 days, I'm praying this one prayer. No. That has its time and its place. God wants to hear from you personally. Cry out from your heart. Talk to him from your soul. Tell him how it hurts you. He knows that. Confess your fault to him, and he will heal your land, your spiritual heart. Amen? Woman
Amen.
Of God, I thank you. I thank you for this. Amen. I thank you for this word that you ministered into. It's a basic principle, but we need to get back to the foundation, which is prayer. How can we get further?
Can I interject something? I know you were talking about Jesus and when he went unto the Garden of Gethsemane, but do you know that means Gethsemane means the meaning of that means olive press.
See there, go ahead.
It means olive press. And when you're talking about how to enter in and allowing the Holy Ghost to take over that change that comes, it's a pressing. It's a press to get into that. But if you get into that, when you start flowing into the Spirit of God and allowing the Holy Ghost to take over, now you're in a place which I call the aerodynamics of holiness, where you begin to flow in the spirit realm. Now you are no longer yourself praying, but the Spirit of the Lord is praying out of you. And as the man of God said, how God had taken him into a place that he had an open vision, and he transformed, began to see a young man far beyond where he was, and began to see this young man, and he was beginning to intercede to cover him with prayer, never knowing this young man. And that young man may not ever know until he reached heaven to know that someone prayed and saved his life. Do you see how important it is to intercede, to get in that place? God can use you. You got to come into the Garden of Gethsemane, begin to allow God put you on the olive press, the threshing floor, to mash out everything that's not like God. And it is a sacrifice to do this here. My life from the time of 21 up until this day, and it's been 28 years that I've walked with the Lord, my life is the ministry. It's not a building, but it's in within me, because the Holy Ghost is inside. And the Holy Ghost, which is Christ Jesus, it's the greater one that's on the inside. And when you let me tell you one thing, saints are supposed to be the most sweetest people on the face of the earth, because through him we have the image. He, remember in the beginning of Genesis when he said, let us make man in our own image. A lot of times we don't even know the image of who Christ is. Characteristic. But go over into Galatians and chapter 5, where he said, love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. All of that is the characteristic. And you've got to be tried by fire, that every gift is proven. And the only way you'll be able to go through is having a prayer life. I understood what you said when you said Christ, when he said, God, if it be thy will, let this cup pass. For a second, he came like a fleshly man, didn't want to go through. It's not easy going through. It's not easy having this flesh torn and moved that the Spirit of God can come alive. But remember what his charge was. And he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will. Why? Because he came from a carnal state to, oh God, king. He knew what his assignment was, and he was willing to go to the cross. We should be just like Christ. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And it's easier said than done. But when you get in your mind and you make a decision, God, I live for you, and God, I die. Yes, that's why that yes is so important, because you tell God you want an eternal yes, because that yes will get down in you and root up everything that's not like God, that cut this flesh where the Spirit of God can come alive. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Hello?
You're talking good. Hello? Go ahead, keep ministering, woman of God. Yes, sir.
Yes, God.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if anybody could hear me.
Hello? Go ahead, woman of God. Hold on, man of God. She's ministering right now. Hold on. Mute the line,
I'm sorry.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes.
We have to get in that place. It is an urgency in the spirit realm that we get and have that sound. Because there are people, there is a remnant of people that God is filling with his glory for this last go around. And we got to be ready. It says
I want to interject.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It says that heaven suffered violence, but the violence took it by force. It's time to get in prayer and really begin to bombard heaven. Not for our only for ourselves and our family, but for the body of Christ.
The scripture that you just gave, woman of God, is what I was going to say when she talked about the oil press. The scripture says that the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and every man presseth into it. Mm-hmm. When you are entering into the kingdom, you're going to get to a level where God is saying, now you've got to come to the oil press, the olive press. You've got to press beyond what it feels like. You don't feel like praying sometimes. You don't feel like doing righteousness sometimes. But you have to beat your body into subjection. Make it obey. Mm-hmm. This flesh, the scripture says, in flesh dwelleth no good thing. So what has to happen is that you have to toil with it. You've got to wrestle with the flesh. This Ishmael and Isaac, this Isaac in your flesh, the Ishmael in your flesh does not want to give place to the spirit man. But I declare, since we're talking about prayer, when you hit your knees, sometimes all you can say is just thank you, Jesus. But stay right there. I promise you, it's going to build up and it's going to take you into another place where you'll start knowing what to pray. And then it'll just take you on further. And don't get up just because you feel like you didn't say it all you need to say. Stay right there. The Holy Spirit may just want to pray through you. And my God, people of God, this is the hour where God is saying, I want to take you over. I'm yielding myself to another level and another dimension of prayer. Listen, that thing that took place in my spirit yesterday, just sitting, I'm in the very same chair, the same place in my basement. That thing that took place in prayer with me yesterday, I'm telling you, I wasn't even really in prayer. I was just in a position where I laid back in my chair and the Lord took me out in the spirit. And I was out of my body, so to speak, and in another part of the city. I'm in Indiana. He took me to Chicago, Illinois, on 87th Street in Ashland, and began to make intercession for another individual. That's all he's saying. I want total control. Total, meaning sometimes you got to kill the flesh. It's got to be dead enough to where when you just go to sleep, God will start praying through you. One more thing. I said a key word that said, hold on, woman of God.
Okay.
One thing he just dropped in my spirit, he said, when he puts you to sleep or when you go to sleep, another word of death means to sleep. You put this flesh to death, you are really asleep. You can be walking, a live human being, walking. But if your flesh is dead, God can use you at will. In other words, you can be walking past somebody. And because your spirit is so strong and filled with the Holy Spirit, he'll fire out a missile from your spirit at another person walking next to you and kill the spirit of infirmity inside of another individual. He'll break the spirit of oppression off of another person. You don't even know he's doing it. All you know is you feel the fire of God turning in your belly. But it's got to be
they're
from
the
root call. Yes.
They're pulling the virtue. And man of God, let me share one thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not only God is calling for a deeper seek and prayer, but also in this time he's calling for us to still away. He wants us to be still before him.
Yeah.
Because in stillness, there are when you become still, you can hear the master giving you your assignment and your new direction Psalms 46 says in the 10th verse, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Yes, God. Well, woman of God, the lines are open, and we have the lines open now for prayer. Anyone that is desiring prayer right now, and even for salvation, if you are on the line for the first time and you need salvation as well, and you're looking to give your life over to the Lord, the lines are open for you to speak now as well.
Hello?
Prayer request as well. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I didn't know if I could. I was hearing it was in and out. I'm sorry to interrupt you as the word was going forth. I truly apologize about that. First, giving unto God, who's truly the head of my life, Apostle Keith. I know you don't know who I am at this moment, but I thank God for you. This is Minister Taylor. I was coming there on Fridays, and you came out to Gary.
I know your voice.
God bless you. God bless you, man. God, I love you. I've been trying to get back over there. Truly a man of God, and truly has been a blessing to me. And I just wanted to get on the line. And like I say, I will be over there to visit you again. To the woman of God, Pastor Jones, I believe. God bless you. I enjoyed the powerful anointed word that you shared tonight with prayer and fasting, and even just the last scripture you read with being still. God has been really speaking to me about that, about just being still and the saints being still. And so I just thank God for both of you tonight. I would just like to ask for prayer, just for strength. Apostle Keith, I know you probably don't remember, but prophesied to me after I got done preaching. The pastor asked him to come on to the pulpit, and he talked about the mold, and he talked about going through, and he said some other things. But being a 31-year-old man of God, a holy man of God that's striving for perfection and that truly loves the Lord, and on this battlefield, you run through a lot of different things. As far as at work and home, et cetera, et cetera. And so as I received the word to even pray even more, which I'm going to take adhere to the word, I would just ask for prayer, just for strength to go through as God is, as God gave the word to Apostle Keith, as the molding, as God is molding me, you know, that God would just strengthen me, you know, for this time and for this season.
Amen. Man of God, I want to say this to you. Before you even said something about, you didn't say completely what it was, but I do know that there are some issues with some personal matters about home. And I will go as far as to say relationship-wise, or should I say past relationship. Let me say this to you, man of God. God's got that thing under control. Just don't touch it. Now, you will understand that yourself. Nobody else needs to know. But he's got that thing under control. You don't have to touch it.
Okay.
Am I making any sense?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, and then it is the making of you as well. But sometimes what happens is we can get a little bit bent out of joint. And I'm not speaking to your situation alone. I'm talking to every one of us. We can get a little bent out of joint because of the molding that God has placed us in. And what happens is, because we don't understand what he's doing, it ruffles our feathers a little bit. But I can say this, people of God. God has a place he'll put you in sometime to break you down just a little bit. and to get rid of certain things that's there, because he knows what's in you. He knows your frame. He knows what you've dibbled and dabbled in before you even gave your life to him. He knows that chief that's sitting down hiding way down in your big toe and only pops up at a certain time where the enemy knows how to turn up the fire and get you in trouble, and then he'll put it down and you don't even know it's there. But you know,
yes,
when it shows up. But now, here's what the Lord is saying. Prayer can help get it under control, but here's the key ingredient. The wisdom that God gives to us must be obeyed. The principles of living this walk must be obeyed. God gives you wisdom and shows you how to deal with the thing, and then sometimes what we'll do as people of God, we will, and again, I'm not addressing the man of God, I'm talking to us all. What we'll do is jump out of wisdom to please flesh and then try to get back in the wisdom and say, God, I'm sorry. He's tired of the sorries, especially when we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. He's tired of the sorry, sorry, sorry. He's saying, I heard that a long time ago. He said, what I want you to do is now master this thing. And all you've got to do is meditate on the wisdom I told you about in the first place, and then get the word in you in that area and just focus, because you're going to be tested again in it. You will definitely be tested. The enemy keeps throwing many of us is because we're not building ourselves up. Real quick, Mike Tyson, that's the best one I can do right now besides Floyd Mayweather. Mike Tyson. Y'all know he was a killer boxer in the ring. But before anybody got in that ring with Mike Tyson, they knew, I better get in shape. I better practice harder. I better study some tapes, some reels, some footages of his old fights to try to see where his weakness is. And then maybe I can beat this guy. Well, it's the same way in the spirit on both sides of the fence. The devil know you because you came from him, first of all. You're on another side of the fence with Jesus Christ now, and the Lord is saying, I want you to study how to box with me now. Let me show you, let me train you how to box your enemies and stop going to people who don't know your frame. They don't know your situation. They don't know you in the spirit unless they're your shepherd or your leader. And God has placed it in them. Now, watch this. On the other side of that fence, you got to get in the word, get in prayer, build yourself up, get into training to know how to fight your enemies. That devil is a skilled fighter. He know how to go long distances with you. He will go all the some fights are scheduled 15 rounds, and each round I think it is 3 minutes. So he's scheduled, that devil will sit there and play the Muhammad Ali on you sometime. He don't even show up until near the end of the round, and then he come and knock you out. But God is saying, I want you to learn how to fight long-distance fights now. I want you to endure the race to the end. I want you to get in the battle and stay until the end, because the word says, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. In other words, you're going to get the victory at the end of this thing. He may have threw you in the first round, and you got up. He threw you in the second and the third and the fifth round, and you got back up. He said, but now, get in your corner. Let me talk to you. Let me whisper some words in your ear. Let me show you how to knock this enemy out that keep throwing you, and then master it for the last and final time. Because the battle ain't yours, it's the Lord's. Ah, glory to God. Get in the corner and sit in that chair for a minute. In other words, lay out before God. Get in that word. Listen to what he got to say. And when he shows you the strategy of the enemy and shows you what you need to do to keep your flesh under subjection, you just do it, and the devil will get knocked out, and then you go on to victory. The Bible says this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Build yourselves up, beloved. Building this woman of God's quoted to scripture earlier from Jude. But, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith and praying in the Spirit. Those two things. Get in the word, build yourself up on the revelation that God gave you, the wisdom. Build it up with most scripture, and then meditate on it, and then pray. Pray that thing through. Amen. Go ahead, woman of God, and pray for him.
Yes. I want to say this here. God is teaching you how to war with your hands. You begin to pray that God teaches you how to war with your hands. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just glorify you today, God. I lift my brother up in the spirit realm right now, oh God, that you strengthen him from the inside out, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy. We cancel every contract that he has against this man of God. The word of the Lord said, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
And through joy, when you begin to pray, you begin to thank God. After we pray a prayer, then you begin to think. You begin to thank God for the strength because God is getting ready to pour in. Even as I see you now in the spirit, I see a golden cup, and I see God pouring in strength, the joy that you need to get this job done. And God is going to take you. I don't know where you live at or whatever, but I see a move in the next 6 months, you're going to be moving.
Jeez.
I don't know where you're going to move, but there's a move going to come. And in this move, not only naturally so, but God is moving you in the spirit realm as well. Father, I thank you, oh God, that the blood of Jesus cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for your word that where two or three touching and agreeing, you are in the midst, oh God. And God,
yes,
I thank you that I speak and I decree and I declare, God, that God, you instore in this man of God that you put
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
the job done, that he will go all the way and that he will run this race with patience,
Lord,
that the joy of the Lord will be his strength. I thank you through prayer, God, that you will put him on a timeline of prayer, that when he begins to pray, he'll throw into the atmosphere, oh God, on the old side, my Lord, it will say,
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You be encouraged, man of God.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Because
Jesus.
This season is just temporal. This too shall pass.
Yes.
And when you come through
Lord.
This year, you'll have more power. And when you speak your speech with authority. Because God is changing you from the inside out. And I know it doesn't feel good with the flush, but you want to be able to speak and have an answer.
Yes.
And if you go through this here, when you come out, you'll have a robe of righteousness. And you got a gift of laying on hands with healing. But God's putting you in another realm that when you speak it, it's going to be so.
Jesus.
Remember this, if you don't remember anything else we say tonight. The anointing comes, it costs. But it's well worth it. Because now God is moving you into a faith-based life. And move is going to come through. You be encouraged. All is well. It's
Thank you. Just to confirm what you said, I've been, God be glorified. I know that is truly God because I've been, God has told me that is a gift that he's given me with healing in my hands. But I thank God for you, Apostle Keith. I thank God for you, woman of God. And I know it's other people. And I know we got to go, and I'm sorry, but I just not strength for the personal life, but and I'm going to write down everything you told me, which I always do. I just write it down and I pray over it. But I just came out of a really just a tough situation at my job. I work at a high school. I'm a mentor. God has gifted me as a football coach. And I just went through with the district where they promised me the job, and I was getting my staff together. Everything was going right, and the enemy came in some kind of way and snatched a job. They end up transferring me to another school, to a different position that I had never worked. So it's just been, you know, a lot going on with the jobs and what God has been. I think Apostle Keith talked about the pressing, and that woman of God, you talked about the pressing. And right now, I'm just pressing because I know in the end I will have the victory, and I'm very much so encouraged because I know that God has my back. So I just thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for both of you. I thank God for the prophetic prayer, for the prophetic word from both of you. A lot of people just praying and preaching, but prophetic to the needs of the people, and I will be praying for both of you. God bless you.
Amen. Is there anyone, thank you, man of God, thank you so much, and we will be in prayer for you. Is there anyone else on the line, because we have just a few minutes left to do this. Is there anyone else online that needs prayer at this time?
Praise the Lord, Apostle. This is Evangelist Hannah.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the woman of God tonight, and that's the area in my life that God's really been nugging with me for.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for, as I said again, the word that went forth. And I have a prayer request for my grandfather, as I He won't eat. He's 77. He had surgery, and then his kidney went bad, so now he's on dialysis. And I just want you to come into agreement with me, because I know definitely that the prayer of the righteous availeth much, that he will have an appetite and come just a spirit of depression, because he's also depressed. And I really don't want to and just pray.
May I say something?
Yes,
Apostle,
you may.
May I say something?
Yes, you go ahead.
Apostle?
You take it. You take it.
Yes. I hear you talking, and as you're talking, I hear the Lord is telling me he's not depressed. He's tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, if you allow me, I'm going to pray that God will be done.
Woman of God, the other day when I was praying, God spoke to me and told me that he will be taking him home soon. I ain't told nobody in my family. I'm like, God, so what you just said is just confirmation that he is tired.
He is. When it comes to people, loved one, I'm very careful in how I minister, because I know that's your loved one, and I know how you feel. I can feel the love that you have. And I'm sensitive to, I know, it goes back to Apostle when he was saying sometimes that we pray selfish prayers. And I say this because when my grandmother was 95 and she was going through, her mind was sharp, but her body was tired. And I was praying that God would keep her here. And I didn't know that I was holding her here. Do you know when you live a life for the Lord, you got power to hold people? That's something that you don't have. But I've learned through trial and error, praying prayers that cause people to suffer beyond the time that God requires.
Yeah.
Because I heard in the spirit, when you were talking, it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
So pray that God's will, his will be done in his life. Because his will is a perfect will. And he loves him more than what we could ever love him, more than you, because he made him.
Yes.
But your grandfather is tired. So we're going to pray, God, let your will be done. And then those that love him, that you be strengthened from the inside out, that whatever will God be, it will be well with you.
Yes, amen. God.
Now, the most important thing is, God, is he saved? Because I want him to be saved and full of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's the important thing. We love our loved ones. We want to pray to keep them here. But I've gotten to a point to where, God, your will be done. But if that soul ain't saved, then it counts for nothing, his life. But if he's saved, you know that when he leaves here, he's got a better place.
Yes, he is saved. He used to sing in the Mississippi Quartet.
Okay.
I had that talk with him. But he do need to do the prayer of repentance, though. And I will do that tomorrow when I go to the rehab to see him.
Okay, let me say something right here, Sister Jones, real quick. Before you pray that prayer then and release him, you need to get to the hospital and minister to him. Because your prayer is powerful enough at this point. And when you were saying that, Pastor Jones, when you were saying what you were saying, I saw it. I saw the strings of prayer holding him here. If she goes in now and begin to release that prayer, he could be out of here before then, before you can get to the hospital. No, I'm being real with you.
Okay.
So what we can do, Lord, keep him here just long enough to get him into the gate. And then have your way, Lord. Do what you want to do. If you want to raise him up, raise him up. If you don't, then God, your will be done. But get to that place tomorrow if you can.
I am, definitely.
Okay. Do you agree with me, woman of God?
Totally. I do.
Yeah.
I was going to actually pray that God will keep him until he gets the word of the Lord, and that God will touch his heart and mind, that he would be receptive to the word of the Lord.
And now we're going to bind that enemy up that will try to even take him out of here in his soul before he get there, before you get there. Mm. In Jesus' name. Go ahead, woman of God.
Yeah, amen. I'm in agreement.
Okay, you can pray that I'll pray right now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see her grandfather's situation. We have discerned by word of knowledge and word of wisdom what to do. But the enemy is lurking. We bind up the plan and the purpose of the enemy and shut him down right now. I loose angels to enshackle every demonic spirit and the purpose of the enemy that will try to steal and snatch another life. God set in place Ada Robohoshkadai Mikio Sore Mikishka Danse Numo Sekiala Labakontore Beyashkadaya Indiozi Nambahuskoria Bakashka Nantoria Mande Idiokoria Baba Deke Nidiokoriambokonde Sika Riambokoshkata Ma Gadashki and Doria Be Suri Minchke de Makoria Ba Baba Siola Mohodo Remekie Masohoriaba. My Lord.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, all I can say is the Holy Ghost made intercession. I know what we wanted to pray, and it's done. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's done.
I didn't pray that. He prayed. So whatever it is, it's done. Amen.
Amen.
Do we have time for anybody else's prayer request?
Yes, you do.
Okay, if there's anyone else on the line that wants prayer at this time, you can speak now. It's okay. If you want prayer now, we can touch and agree with you now. Go ahead.
I want a prayer for my 3-year-old daughter, Evelyn. We've kind of been battling sickness and allergies off of us, you know, back and forth for like the last couple of days or so. So I just wanted a prayer to go up for the two of us, mainly for her, because she's starting to go through right now.
What is her name?
My name is Yvonne.
And your daughter?
My daughter, her name is Evelyn Rose Tucker.
Okay. Father, in
she's
the name
of Jesus. Sweetheart, too. Yes, God.
We thank God. God, we thank you for the blood washing, blood covering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that you fire in me. Speak, oh, fire. The blood will shot. The blood washed you, my sheet, a little bit, say, Kaya. Hold on, my money, see, Peter, my Maya. Kaya, hey, need you ever see. We bind on your sham, of a ocean, and it is, they come, Mama Maya. Hon, and it is a single number of a ocean. God, I thank you for that baby, God, that you cover her with the blood of Jesus. Fill her now, God. And God, I thank you that you use her as an early age, God, that you fill her, oh God, with the Osha, the power of God, and the anointing. They say they are. And then Mama Yasika, God, that she'll begin to, yes, God. Oh God, I thank you, God. I hear the Lord saying that as she begins to grow, age, God is going to begin to show her, even now, things in the spirit.
There's too much noise in the background.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, woman of God. There was too much noise in the background.
As your daughter is beginning to grow from age to age, God has given her a gift already. She sees things. She is a prophetess. You begin to speak the word of the Lord over and decree what God has. This stuff that's right there that the enemy is doing, we bind that. And God is healing her. The angels of the Lord with healing in their wings is wrapped around about her. Matter of fact, and I decree that in the next 24 hours, you're going to begin to see a difference in her. And even with you, God has an assignment with you. God wants you to begin to seek him and pray. And he's going to give you a set time. That time is going to be with him. And as you begin to pray, God is going to begin to even speak to you about some other members in your family. God has chosen you to be in the gap for your family and even some friends around you that God is going to use to minister to, but you're going to have to get into a very consecrated and a prayerful life because God has a calling on you. Now that what the enemy does, we bind that. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus and I decree and I declare that no weapon formed against your daughter, she never prosper her. No diseases and abnormalities will come, that she'll be normal in the mighty name and she'll be healthy because the word of the Lord declares Jesus has already gone and he's been wounded for our transgression, he has been bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of his peace is already upon, and with his stripes we are already healed. And you begin to decree and declare that it is well, and she is healed, and God is going to use her at an early age. A matter of fact, I seal her until the day that God received, that she won't go before time, that God will keep her, and she'll be a woman that God will use in the years to come.
In the name of Jesus.
Woman of God, you just don't know. Woman of God, the very baby you're talking about, you didn't know anything about her, but she is definitely a prophetess. She's already at 3 years old giving words to folks. Do you hear me?
She's spirit realm.
Huh?
And she sees in the spirit realm.
Yes.
She does. Yes, she does.
And when she sees something, don't take it lightly for granted. Because she sees, and it's going to get greater as she grows. Because God blessed your womb. And when she was in your womb, she was blessed by God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
My Lord. My God, my Lord, my God. She does this and already. She yes, Lord.
A long life.
Amen. Is that it, woman of God?
That's it. Unless you have something else.
Is there anyone else on the line that wants prayer right now? Come forward now. Anyone else, unmute your phone and come forward now. And you don't have to be afraid.
Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Yes.
This is Evangelist Hannah. I just
want
her to just pray for me as the Lord leads her.
Okay. Go ahead, Prophetess Jones.
Okay. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for this woman of God. We thank you, oh God, that, God, you encourage her heart, God. Let the joy of the Lord be her strength, oh God. God, I ask you to stir the gifts up that's in her, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you transform her even now, oh God, even into a greater prayer life, God, that, God, that she becomes your bride, oh God, and that even the greater she yields herself unto you, oh God. I feel the Osha, man, that it is Peter. Hola, nane, some more, Ninia, Ayare, Saya. Hola, the baby, need all see your little, and then it up. Some of my mamma, Hoya, nane, that it is Piko, Bobo, Shay. Hoya, nane, the old see, Kanya, and Mamaya. Hoya, nane, the old see, oh, be it say, Koya, lady, see. I don't know all that you're going through, but I see like a storm or a storm that you have been into, but it's passing over. And the finances, I've had some struggles, but the struggles are over. God wants you, see, oh, mama, me, see, oh, yeah, na, na, see, to the mama, yeah, ya, na, na, see, oh, all of the, yeah, see. Hiya, Nidia. See you, no, no, mama. Hiya. Every night from this night forward until God sets stop, I want you. I don't know if you have blessed all, but if you don't, get you anoint your body from the crown to the tips to the sole of your feet. Anoint yourself every night, and when you go to bed, God is going to begin to deal with you with visions and dreams. And you have a pencil and a piece of paper and write them down because it's going to be significant of what God is getting ready to do in your life.
Glory to God.
Some of that he's going to show you is going to be restoration to some things that he has already done. And as far as showing you, some of the things that he's going, oh, my God, that he's going to release to you. There's going to be instructions as well in the dealing with you and what he wants you to do. No matter what, just follow his instructions, because sometimes God will transition you from one place to another.
Okay.
Obey what he shows you to do, because your blessings are in obedience to what he says to do in this. Go ahead, woman of God. I know you got something else.
Yes, God has not forgotten your labor of love. And it may seem like you've been forgotten or it's not moving quick enough, but you're on a time schedule. And in the fullness of time, our time is not our time, because there's no time in God. He uses time for us, but he don't need no time because he is time. And in the fullness of time, I want you to read Ephesians 1. And it talks about the fullness of time.
Okay.
Because God is bringing you into a place of fullness in every area of your life. And even the things that ponder in your heart, God said, give it to him and don't take it back. And just because you don't see it manifest now is not a no. Delay means not no. It means that he's bringing you into a place, because there are some things that he's trying to do for you. And when I mean try, sometimes we are not willing vessels. But I heard the word of the Lord say, if we be willing and obedient, he'll give you the fruit. You'll eat the fruit of the land. He's placing you in a place to where as you going to yield completely.
Okay.
A completely yes. And you're going to see the manifestation of those things that's been pondering on your heart.
Okay.
It is well with you. continue to walk. And there's some strength that needs to be, because I feel that you feel, I feel you need to be strengthened from the inside. The joy of the Lord is your strength. God's going to raise all your energy. Oh, my Messiah. Yes, God. Your labor is not in vain. Your giving is not in vain. Your doing is not in vain. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. Let me tell you, God, you can trust God. Why? Because he is the promise keeper. And whatever he has spoken in your life, it will come to pass. It shall come to pass. But in the fullness of God's timing, it will come to pass.
Thank you, woman of God. I receive that, and I do have some blessed oil. I thank you. I know God get all the glory. I thank you, Apostle. And I know that God get all the glory. Glory to God.
Amen. We love you, Sister Hannah. And for you all that don't know, Sister Hannah is the reason why we are, one of the reasons why we are online with this part of the ministry now. The door was opened through this woman of God to be able to do this. She remembered the labor that God, and the gift that God has given to this ministry, and he opened the door through her. And I want you all to begin to pray God's will in her life be done so that he can get full manifestation. And I know I've got intercessors on the line with me that go to my ministry as well. So I want you to remember Dana Hannah, Evangelist Hannah, in your prayers. And that God will begin to move on her in her behalf according to his will. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'll ask for, is there one more time? I'll give one more final call for anyone that needs prayer. One more final call. If you're there, come on up now. Answer the invitation to prayer. Go ahead. Amen. Well, I guess that's just it for now. And Evangelist Hannah, if there's anything that I have forgotten to say or do, go ahead and do that now and take us home, will you please, Evangelist?
Sure, glory to God.
Amen.
We thank you for tuning in to the broadcast tonight. Apostle Blayton is on every first Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. If you will... I know someone that needs to hear the message for tonight, they can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International, and they can listen to the program at any time. If they put in, if you type in Double Impact Ministries in the search box, glory to God. And I just give a shout out to Prophetess Teresa. She's the founder of Kingdom Builders International. And
yeah.
I just thank God for y'all tuning in tonight, and for God allowing, the woman of God allowing God to use her, and you too, also Apostle. You can announce your radio program and your Friday service.
Amen, I'm going to do that. But Yvonne, are you, Sister Yvonne, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am, Apostle.
Okay.
I'm actually at the store buying medicine for the baby.
Okay. All right. You know, I don't like that medicine for her, but I'm going to leave that alone. But at any rate, the woman of God, I feel, Prophetess Jones, Pastor Jones, you still there, right?
Yes, I am. I am.
I want to give you an assignment.
Yes.
And I felt led to do this. I felt it in my spirit to do this. A week or so ago, but I've just been waiting. But I want to assign this young lady to you to mentor and to take and teach her the ways of getting in touch with God for herself, and
okay,
to mentor her in the ways of holiness.
Okay.
She needs that. I know she wants to do right. I know she wants to do right by God. I know that in my spirit. But She needs proper mentorship, and the people that she, and I'm saying it online, the people she's sought out don't have it.
Okay.
They don't have it. I know they don't. The people that has been in her ear don't have the goods. They don't have it. They still gossiping. They still backbiting. They still in mess. But I know your lifestyle. So, with Sister Yvonne's permission, as her pastor, it's up to you to accept what I'm doing.
It's a problem.
Yes.
That's
go
not
ahead.
A problem.
All right. Now, I'm going to give your number to Prophetess so that you can speak with her. Okay? And
okay.
go from there. That's all right, Pastor Jones?
Yes, it is. It's all right. You know, I told you earlier when we talked about that, I told you that whatever that I could do to be a blessing and to help mentor and help the people of God, I'd be more than happy. And I thank
Amen.
You for allowing me to be a blessing to your ministry. I
Amen.
Do not
no problem.
Pastor Jones, sometimes my phone is like real ragged, so if it's possible, if you could send me a text message and, you know, that way I know I have your number.
Don't give it out over the line.
Right. That's why I said, you know, so she doesn't have to give it out over the line, but if she can send me a text message, that would be great.
Okay. I will.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and you be blessed now. All
you too. Thank you.
All right. Well, with that being said, don't forget about tomorrow night at 12 a.m. midnight. Double Impact has a radio broadcast. The broadcasters are piling up, I promise you. More is on the way. But we have a radio broadcast at 12 midnight tomorrow night. You can tune in at WBGX. It is the Big Gospel Express Radio on the AM dial, Chicago, Illinois, 1390 soon. 1570 AM. 1570 AM. That's the Big Gospel. And my God, my spirit is stirring about another move and expansion into radio. My God, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. But my show, my Lord. Listen, go ahead. Somebody sing something.
I just feel the power and the Yosha in it, your butt side. The anointing of God.
That's it, my Lord. 1570 Echo Shabbat. 1570 AM tomorrow night at 12 o'clock AM to 1 AM. It's Double Impact Ministries, Inc. And you can tune in by internet at gospel1570.com. I don't give you all the W's because you already know that. But gospel1570.com. And that's tomorrow night at 12 midnight. And then Sunday service must be coming. Glory to God. I'm prophesying to myself, Lord, and to the ministry. We getting ready to go into some Sunday services, you all, very soon. But this Friday at 7 p.m., Lord Jesus, at 7 p.m., Friday at Cry Unto Me Rescue Mission Church at 7203 South Emerald Avenue is where we'll be at. Meet us there. I'm believing God for a conference call where we'll be in prayer as well, but then we're going to take it to the building, so I'm going to be looking for a spot for us to be able to go into prayer overnight for at least a three-day prayer session. We need some crying out in the night hours together as a corporate body, so look for that. I've been waiting for God to give me a yes on that, and I want to do it in his time. And so, but 7203 South Emerald Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, and you're more than welcome to come. Man of God, if you're still on the phone, I want you to give me a call as soon as possible if you're still on the phone.
Yes, I'm here.
You're still there? God, thank
yes.
you. Just touch bases with me whenever you can. I want to talk with you, and just that's all. I just want to touch bases with you. Nothing deeper, anything like that, But I'm glad you connected, man of God. Amen?
Amen. Apostle,
yes.
I do need your number, yeah.
Okay, all right. Did you get a text message?
Yes.
How'd you? Okay, all right. She's probably on the line. Send him my number, Sister Pinkton. Send him my number. Text him my number. You know who this is that's on the line. Please do that. Amen. With that being said, that's all. Then I guess we can call it a night. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everybody.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.